For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Once again, the strong arm of the DEA and the U.S. government is showing its reach across this planet. Here, filing a report for us from British Columbia, Canada.
This is Richard Cowan, and I publish MarijuanaNews.com, and I'm former national director of the Normal in the United States.
We hear the stories of Mark Emery and perhaps Steve Cubby. But there's another story breaking up there. Please tell us about Mr. Tuck.
Well, Steve Tuck is a disabled veteran, and he was running a compassion society in Humboldt County for other medical marijuana patients. And in 2001, he actually made a gift to Canada of a large quantity of marijuana seeds, which he had developed because he has degrees in botany and horticulture. And he brought them across the border from the United States into Canada did so with the cooperation of the Canadian government at the highest levels to make this gift of tens of thousands of seeds so Canada could start its medical marijuana program. He then returned to the United States. His life began to be threatened by corrupt elements in Humboldt County law enforcement. He was told that he would be locked up without morphine or cannabis, and he has had 13 back surgeries as a result of his military accidents. And so he came up to Canada. 2 weeks after he had been in the country more than the six-month limit, he was arrested. No marijuana plants were found. He's never in charge of the crime in Canada. And then over the next 4 years, Canada fought and finally succeeded in sending him back to the United States to be punished for the act that produced the seeds which they used to start their medical marijuana program. Now, this is the most outrageous act of betrayal that I could imagine a country doing. But they have locked him up without medication and let him go into full-blown morphine withdrawal and agony. And the other day, I saw them take him out of an emergency room with a permanent catheter in the middle of a medical procedure and put in the backseat in handcuffs and driven to the U.S. border where he was turned over to U.S. authorities. Remember that he left the United States because he said that he was afraid of being locked up without morphine and without cannabis. And that is exactly what happened when he returned to the United States.
Please go online, educate yourself, and help to end this U.S. Inquisition, sir.
MarijuanaNews.com. So please, everyone, rally around this man.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.